This is a Fox News alert. Moving ahead with charges. I'm Lee Silasera. The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot has unanimously voted to recommend contempt of Congress charges against Trump allies Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino. The two are claiming executive privilege as the reason they've ignored subpoenas.
Executive privilege doesn't belong to just any White House official. It belongs to the president. Here, President Biden has been clear that executive privilege does not prevent cooperation with the select committee by either Mr. Scavino or Mr. Navarro.
Committee Chair Benny Thompson.
President Trump and his team moved willfully through multiple means to attempt to halt the peaceful transfer of power, to halt our constitutional process for counting votes, and to shatter the constitutional bedrock of our great nation.
Republican Liz Cheney, if the recommendation is approved by the full House, the matter gets turned over to the Justice Department. President Biden says he's making no apologies and won't be walking anything back after his comment over the weekend that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. The president says he was speaking from a position of moral outrage, not regime change, and he rejected the idea that his comments could escalate tensions between the U.S. and Russia. Will Smith has issued an apology on social media after slapping Chris Rock last night during the Academy Awards after Rock's joke about Jada Pinkett Smith.
In the Instagram post, Smith says he reacted emotionally to a joke about his wife Jada's medical condition. In addition to apologizing to Rock, Smith apologized to the Academy, producers of the show, and everyone attending or watching. Saying he's a work in progress, the newly minted Academy Award winner says he regrets his behavior has stained what has been an otherwise gorgeous journey for all of us.
Fox's Rich Dennison. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Some grocery store workers in Southern California have voted to authorize a strike if continued contract negotiations fail.
Thousands of grocery store workers at Ralph's, Albertsons, and Vaughn's have voted to authorize a strike if labor talks continue to fail. They broke down earlier this month. This grocery store worker told Fox 11 outside of a voting location that inflation is really hurting them.
We have members that live in their cars, that work night crew. We have members with food insecurities, and we work in grocery stores, and we still have to go to food banks to feed our families.
They asked for $5 to $8 an hour in raises for most workers and note their essential status during the pandemic. The grocery stores say they're willing to pay more, but not that much more, and say they also have to keep prices affordable and maintain a sustainable business. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
After being hospitalized with an infection for nearly a week, Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas participated in arguments today via telephone. Thomas asked several questions related to the case, which involved a federal law that applies to railroad workers. Tesla looking to make changes to its stock offering.
Tesla shares jumping on plans. The electric car maker is looking to get approval for a stock split, announcing it would seek shareholder approval to authorize additional shares so it can pay stock dividends. This comes nearly 2 years after Tesla executed a 5-for-1 stock split and follows announcements by other tech giants such as Amazon, which this month said it would split its stock 20-to-1. That's the same ratio Google parent Alphabet announced a month earlier for its split. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
TV ratings for the Oscars rebounded somewhat from last year's record low. Preliminary numbers from Nielsen show just over 15 million people watched the telecast. Coda won for Best Picture, but the winners and losers were overshadowed by the Will Smith Chris Rock slapping incident. More detailed information on the ratings expected tomorrow. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.